Well, it was a good win today. Our guys played well, I thought. In the first half, I thought we kind of self-destructed a little bit with too many penalties. But I like how this team works. I've said that numerous times. It was good to get on the road and get a win, and we still got a lot of work to do. But there's some good things to take off this tape, and then we got a lot of things we have to correct. So, question?
You look a little wet.
Yeah, I'm a little wet. Yeah, the guys they've been wanting to dunk me anyway for a while. So.
Talk about Patterson and the big play that seemed to be the dagger.
Yeah, well, it was that was a big play. The Josh Robinson interception before the half was a big play because we got some points on the board there. But when you get a one play drive like that, and Cordell made a great run, the offensive line did a great job blocking. We've been talking a lot about. Receivers staying on their blocks and keep fighting, and so we can get some extra yards, especially for Adrian, especially, but some of the other guys did too. And so I think he made a great run.
Coach, without giving too much away in the future, but is today's game an indication of how much you plan on getting Patterson involved, whether it's passing, rushing, obviously, to kind of keep him and put up 102 rushing yards on three carries today?
Well, we always want to get our playmakers of football, and however we can do that, throwing it, catching it, handing it, doesn't matter. But but my offensive coaches, Norv Turner, does a fantastic job of understanding where to go, when to take the shots. Our offensive line today, I thought, played very well against a very good defensive front. We had a few snap problems there, but other than that, I thought we protected well. I think we had a good plan going into the ball game, and it worked out.
Where have you kind of seen Josh Robinson make some strides over the last couple of weeks? It seems like you guys are more happy with where he's at the last couple of weeks.
Well, I've never been disappointed with Josh other than when he wasn't practicing. Josh is a very, very good athlete. Has a lot of speed, and all these guys really, they have to try to do the techniques that we're trying to teach them to do. And I think, I saw him a few times in the ball game when I was having to watch the corner, and I thought he did some good things. So obviously, that interception was a big one.
Is that your first Gatorade challenge?
I believe I've had them before, but I told them. I really don't want any more until I win the big one.
Did Parcells give you any advice on Gatorade showers or anything?
No. He texted me during the week, like I said before. But
who are the ringleaders that doused you?
I don't know. I'll have to catch him though. I'm sure it'll be on tape somewhere. I'll find him.
Like some teams get mired into like sloppy play, like you're saying. But at halftime, everyone seemed to settle down and kind of clean things up a bit. And then you saw some of the young guys respond. Anthony Bark blowing up Davis and Harrison taking it to the house. Did you see adjustments made mentally by them to clean things up?
I did. That was a great observation on your part. They, I told them I think they were so excited to play today, being opening day, and every team's excited to play today. But I felt like that we were maybe over juiced up as far as getting ready to go, and then. I talked to him at halftime and said, hey, just settle down. We'll be all right. Let's just keep doing what we've been doing all preseason. And I think that we kind of did, And it's a great learning experience for us. Today was a great learning experience for us for being a new program, a young football team, how to win on the road, the things you have to do in order to beat teams on the road. And I'm proud of them.
Coach, what was your view on your defensive effort? I mean, no touchdowns allowed on the road, as you already mentioned. I mean, just the domination that you guys, I think you had four sacks, the interception for a touchdown. Your overall take on the way your defense played today?
It was okay. We still have a long way to go. We have, it's so easy in this ball game, in this profession, to jump on the bandwagon, jump off the bandwagon. We just want to keep continually trying to get better each and every day, and we keep coaching them real hard, making sure that the players keep their nose to the grindstone. And I think they played well today, but that was today, and next week will be a different week.
Could you envision such a lopsided win?
No, it just happens like that sometimes. You know, you intercept a pass for a touchdown, you get a big long run, you know, things like that happen, and sometimes that happens. But I assume there won't be very many of these. But I do think, I've said for a long, long time, I think the fans of the Vikings will like how this team plays, and I think if they when they watch the game today, I think they'll be excited about continually watching because we played with a lot of heart, we played a lot of effort. For the most part, we did a lot of the right things, and on to another week.
You talked about the players being a little juiced up at the end of the game. What was it like for you?
You know, honestly, it wasn't that bad. I don't know. I felt good about the game. I felt good about the game plan. I felt good about the players. I felt good about how we practiced this week. I had to get a little Pepto-Bismol from Shug, but I do that every week, so that's not anything unusual.
So you weren't that nervous?
I was probably more nervous for the first preseason game. I mean, I was nervous, don't get me wrong, but, there's levels of nervousness.
What did you think about Anthony Barr's impact in his first game?
I thought he did some very good things. He can still be so much better. I watched him on one rush and two rushes, actually, and I was a little disappointed in him. But I have such high expectations for these players and especially for him, I anticipate him being really, really, really good.
You've said it many times that it seems like you have different expectations for Barr. Why is it that you feel, when you speak about Barr's expectations?
Partly is because he's such a young guy. He's really learning a new position. He's got great physical skills, and he's very, very smart. So I don't know that my expectation level for him is higher than anybody else, but I have very, very high expectations for him. I mean, Josh Robinson, Xavier Rhodes, I mean, all these guys I have extremely high expectations for. But I don't know, that's why I want him to be good.
Your thoughts on Adrian Peterson, first game action he's seen in a while.
I thought he was good. He ran the ball extremely hard. He made some great runs. He's a physical downhill guy, and they were obviously made a point to go cut him, best they could most of the day. But Xavier had a groin, and Sharif had a little shoulder late in the ball game. It was unfortunate, especially at that time in the game. But we'll see how they go.
Is it something you're concerned about lingering for a few years?
I don't think so. They said they don't believe it's too bad.
The first half was kind of a grinder. Was that by design, or was that just from their emotional state?
I don't know. We were winning 12-0 or 13-0. What was the score at halftime? 12? 13? Yeah, so, I mean, that's – I mean, they're all going to be a grind, but it was – but we knew that that we're going to have to protect against these guys rushing, and we had to be smart with football. I don't know. I kind of liked it 13-0.
Can you talk about the importance of this team winning on the road? They hadn't won a road game since 2012, and just how you want to change that mentality, obviously.
Yeah. I put up a sign for the first preseason game about what we have to do to win on the road, and talked to him a little bit last night. I actually heard a couple of the players talking about it today, before we went on the game. So, I don't know. It's, winning anywhere is significant in this league. It's, you can never take it for granted, when you win. And, so hopefully it'll be many, but I've said all along, if you play smart football, you play good techniques and good fundamentals, you take care of the football, you do it, you can go out in the parking lot and play and do good. So it's more about how you play than where you play, and And really, even the score at the end of the day is more, it's more important about how you play, because those things will dictate what the score is.
What did the signs say?
Just some things about winning on the road. It's, nothing big.
Yeah,
I'm sure somebody will tell you.
The quarterback position today, for a no muss, no fuss, just the way you like it there?
I thought he did well. He got sacked one time. He was efficient with the football. He got us in the right plays, and each game is, honestly, each game is different. Today was a little bit different than maybe it's going to be next week, and in the way we played on defense, we could be a little bit more conservative offensively today, just as the game started going. So, but they're not all going to be like that. It's each week is a different week, and we felt like this week was the best way to do it this week.
Will you celebrate tonight?
I don't think so. I'll probably watch the game on the way home and probably do it. We got an early start tomorrow, so no red wine for me. All right,
Matt Cass will be coming in shortly.